Is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and specifically from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And the song that you just heard is Always Is Such a Strong Word by Miguel Maravilla, their most recent single. I feel like they haven't put anything out in a while. Every time I've spoken to them or seen them, perform, they've always been like, I have a lot of work that I just have not put out. So, you know what? Good for you, Miguel, for getting a single out there. And oh boy, what a single. I wanted to play it partially because it's Miguel's newest single, but also it sounds, the beginning sounds very similar to me to our lovely and dear Jasper Sloan Yips music. Jasper is going on a tour of Japan, oh my gosh, in November, which is very exciting stuff. So congratulations, Jasper. Have fun and Godspeed. As I said before, Achievement Moments is CITR's one-stop shop, what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of the word cool is relevance and resurgence. I've been thinking a lot about, like trends recycling, I guess you can, as evidenced by multiple episodes, but, like how something that used to be cool became uncool and now is kind of coming back up. Like, I was talking about it the other day, and, like, a lot of the times people, like, it's cool to wear, I think, like, almost universally, I think this has to do with confidence, but, you know, almost, almost universally, it's cool to wear, like, an ugly outfit. I'm putting ugly in quotes. But it's, like, only ugly because, because it's borrowing from trends that, like, have been out or, like, kind of deemed as, like, unattractive or, like, unvaluable or uncool, if you will. But, like, as it kind of comes back up, it's, like, there's something, like, transgressive about it, but also, like, referential and familiar. Like, yeah, I don't know what it is. I've been thinking about it a lot. If you have any answers, oh, my gosh, please call in and let me know. So just as always, which is such a strong word, the definition of relevance is the quality or state of being closely connected or appropriate. And then the definition of resurgence, an increase or revival after a period of little inactivity, popular or occurrence. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. Let's get into it. Moving on, we're gonna play some more tunes. This is Oblomov with their song Never Had off of Steady Drip from a Broken Spout. This album came out in 2019, and you know what, it still does what it needs to do, you know what I mean? It's a good album. It's great songs, good band, so enjoy that. You're listening to Oblomov, Never Had on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm not afraid to die. discourse isn't helping. And if I'm being honest, yeah, I think it's disrespecting. Feels like nothing ever changes. Pushing boulders, picking clovers, making bread. Thank you.
What is up, dearest listener? I'm your host, Dork. You are you, and you just heard the song No Playtime by Necking off of their 2019 album Cut Your Teeth. Just before that was Dumb with their new single Pull Me Up off of their upcoming album Pray for Tomorrow, which comes out in a couple weeks, a couple weeks, I don't know. But very, very exciting stuff. pre-order the album. I'm pretty sure you can do that right now. And then opened that set with Never Had with Oblomov off of their album Steady Drip of a Broken Spout. So we had our municipal election this past weekend. I don't think I'm the only person who is incredibly disappointed and saddened by the results, but No Playtime, which came out in 2019, is kind of about like similar issues that I feel like are going to become much more kind of heightened, I guess, around housing and like art spaces and public safety and police brutality and presence and stuff. So I thought it was appropriate to play. today's definition for cool is cool, noun, relevance and resurgence. What is the relationship between the two? I don't know. There are two questions for this little talking break. Is relevance necessary to be cool? Again, relevance is the quality or state of being closely connected or appropriate. And then, are relevance and obscurity antithetical? I'm thinking about like retro, like, wow, it's so retro, cool. You like that retro thing, which isn't necessarily always relevant, or like maybe like that interested in it makes it more relevant. But part of why I think that relevance is happening is because it's having a resurgence. There's something like collectively we've decided to like value this thing again and repopularize it. And that it being repopularized makes it relevant. But like once it's popular, is it still relevant? I don't know. And like, is relevance necessary to be quote unquote cool? Again, could not tell you. But food for thought, hey? Moving on, because we're running out of time. Oh my gosh, we're so early in the show, we're already running out of time. This is TJ Felix, I Can Hear My Angel Sing, off of their most recent, like, kind of full EP release, True Love is Impossible for a Parasite Like Me. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless.
All right, I'm gonna do it raw. Man. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal, what the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Yeah.
What's up, dearest listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show that you are listening to is Teachable Moments. I don't know where you are. Maybe driving, maybe you're at home, maybe you're listening. You can stream it on the internet, which is pretty cool. But thanks for taking the time. Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, you just heard the song Angelfish by Masank off of their 2018 album or EP High Functioning Dyke. Just before that was Lightfield by Swim Team off of their most recent release Hurricane. Came out a couple weeks ago. Very, very good album. 10 out of 10 recommend that you listen to the whole thing. And then opened that set with I Can Hear My Angel Sing by TJ Felix off of True Love is Impossible for a Parasite Like Me EP. You'll see next teachable moment. See, I cheers one step up for what's hot, one's not. Today's episode is cool, relevance, and resurgence. There's one question for this break. Dubs obscurity only have value in early resurgence. In my brain, obscurity and relevance are kind of, are there opposites to me? Are they antithetical? I think so. Right? I feel like they must be, just because to be obscure is to be, like, I don't want to say it's, like, to be not thought of, but, like, relevance, when I say, like, oh, this thing is, like, relevant right now, or when I think about relevance, I think about, like, accessibility, kind of, and I think about, yeah, just, like, I guess I think of relevance and popularity a lot. I think of relevance and influence. And, like, things can be obscure and have influence, but, like, not to the same kind of degree that I'm thinking of. So, like, I was kind of saying this before, like, stuff like the whole, like, millennial handlebar mustache freaking, like, not cassettes, but although I guess cassettes are part of it, too. Like, record players kind of being, like, coming back up in the 2010s and 2011. In the 2010s. 2011s aren't a thing, but that resurgence, like, being that, the obscurity of that technology, and then also of, like, just, like, that mode, I guess, like, a partially I think it's related to the 2008 financial crisis, where people weren't able to buy as much music, and so they're going back and, like, Value Village and, like, finding all these technology, whatever. But this obscure technology becoming revaluable and becoming relevant again, and becoming, like, socially valuable and cool. It's, like, cool to be into it. Like, but does that coolness, or, like, does that social value only happen at the beginning of its resurgence? Like, once it becomes kind of commonplace and no longer obscure, is it no longer, and no longer in a resurgence, is it no longer relevant? More food for thought. These are just what I'm thinking about. But we're going to play another song. We have so many more songs left to do. Okay, this is TDJ in the Calm featuring Amour Ocean, one of TDJ's most recent singles, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
We'll be right back.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Big City by Big City off of their album Liquid Times. Just before that was Aquarium by Avani off of their album Anthrophobia. And then opened that set with TDJ's most recent single, or one of, In the Calm featuring Amour Ocean. Today's episode cool is cool, noun, relevance, and resurgence. The question for this break is, or there are two, is the relevant too accessible? And is resurgence necessary for relevance? We really are out of time, so I'm going to move right along. I'm so sorry, but again, please think about it. Call in if you have thoughts. Maybe someone will answer. This is Cyberkiss to You featuring Bida Doobie by Black Star Kids off of their most recent release, Cyberkiss. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Tomorrow hit LA, but I can't get peace of mind, cause I can't go the way you stay. We gotta hit the road so we can make it big. What you doing for the night? I'm in Miami trick, and I can feel the sparks flying when it's just you and me. Even when we FaceTime it, you can feel the chemistry. Swear it off was brand new, but we got some history. Fell in love, maybe I'm just making a note of how I feel. Are you feeling the same? If not, I'll chill. I just need for you to tell me what's the deal. What's the deal?
It's been a few hours. text if you don't wanna call. I guess it's better than.
Dearest listener, we have reached the end of our show. Oh my god, thank you so much for participating in this activity that is listening to me talk and to the music that I have picked for you. You just heard the song Glide in Peace by Cherry Blue, their most recent single. Just before that was Telephone Light featuring Pedal Supply by KCMQ out of Toronto. And then opened that set with Cyberkiss to You featuring Biba Doobie by Black Star Kids. Off of their most recent release, Cyberkiss. Today's definition of the word cool was cool, relevance, and resurgence. We had a number of questions. I feel like we left with more questions than were answered. But again, as I've been saying all episode, tis but food for thought. Okay, this is the final song. This is Louis T by Prado Monroe off of Prado EP, a classic album, classic performer, and dare I say classic song. On a classic show. Thanks so much for listening to Teachable Moments this week. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm not from my way to the bed like ha ha. You wanna play in the dark, but you ain't seen the stars. me glass with orange. Oh, we the same. I'm about money, you fuckin' for fame, huh? What you claim, huh? No single out, huh? And I still made it rain. Lookin' in for the pain.